Parsha Truma. This Parsha is a very special one. Parsha Truma talks all about the mitzvah of building up a mishkan for Hashem. What is a mishkan? Mishkan is like the same word as Shechina, a place where Hashem rests the Shechina. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'asu li mikdash ve'shachanti b'soicham. Let the Yidden build a mishkan for me, a mikdash, a holy place, and I will dwell, I will rest there. You see, Kindalach, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden at Har Sinai, Hashem himself came down to the mountain. All the Yidden were able to see Hashem and hear Hashem's voice. But that was only for a short time. Now that the Yidden received the Torah from Hashem, Hashem told the Yidden to make a mishkan, and Hashem will rest his Shechina there all the time. As long as the Shechina is there, the Yidden will be protected by Hashem, and they will get all the brachas that they need. During the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, the mishkan was like a tent. As we're going to learn about it soon, all the different parts that the Mishkan had. Later on, when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech built up a Beis HaMikdash, like a big, big house, a house for Hashem. And I want you to know, Kindalach, our Chachamim teach us that just as the Yidden build up the Mishkan, which is made out of wood, gold, silver, and many other things, the same thing Hashem wants, that every Yid should make himself into a Mishkan for Hashem. That is, Hashem said that his Shechina will rest not only in the big Mishkan that all the Yidden are building together, but also in the little private Mishkan that a Yid has in his heart. That's right. The heart of a Yid is a Mishkan for Hashem. How do we do this? Well, Kindalach, that's why we're learning Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma is going to teach us how the Mishkan was built, and our Chachamim teach us how each and every part of the Mishkan we can find in ourselves in how to serve Hashem in a better way, and how we can make ourselves, through the learning of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs, we make our own self into a mishkan, and Hashem will rest His Shechina within us too, and this will bring us all the brachas from Hashem. Now I want you to know, Kindalach, that the building of the mishkan took place after Yom Kippur. That is, after the Yidden have sinned with the Egel HaZahav, with the golden calf, and Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem to forgive the Yidden, as we're going to see Mirza Hashem in Parshas Kisisa, it was on Yom Kippur that Hashem finally forgave the Yidden for their sin of the Egel HaZahav. And right after Yom Kippur is when the Yidden began doing the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. But still, Kindalach, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of building a Mishkan before the Yidden sinned with the golden calf. Why? It's because it's like a doctor who prepares a medicine even before a person can become sick. The same thing, the Torah shows us that Hashem has prepared the medicine, that is, the Mishkan, which is to forgive the Yidden for the golden calf. Hashem prepared this even before the Yidden sinned. As we'll soon see, that many parts of the Mishkan were to be as a forgiveness for the sin of the golden calf. The whole Mishkan, in general, is supposed to show the world that Hashem has forgiven the Yidden, so that they cannot go make fun of the Yidden and say, "Since you sinned with the golden calf, Hashem is not with you anymore." No, they cannot say so, because after they have sinned, the Yidden built a Mishkan in which the Shechina rested very close to the Yidden. And you know, Kindalach, our Chachamim tell us that Hashem announced to the Yidden three things. First of all, Hashem said, "You are my sheep, and I am your shepherd. You are my vineyard, and I am your guard. You are my children, and I am your father." Yes, Kindalach, just like a sheep needs a shepherd, a vineyard needs a guard to make sure that no thieves come in, children need a father, the same thing, Kindalach, Hashem, by making his Shechina rest in the Mishkan close to the Yidden, it's like the shepherd who protects his sheep, like the guard who watches the vineyard, and like the father who takes care of his children. Yes, Kindalach, just as a shepherd sets up his tent close to his sheep in order to watch them, just like a guard sets up a hut near the vineyard to watch the vineyard that no thieves enter, and just like a father wants to have a house right near his children to be close to them, the same thing Hashem wants to have a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash on this world in which his Shechina will rest and be very close to the Yidden. And as our Chachamim explain, that when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, Hashem rested his Shechina in the Mishkan, which was just like a tent, just like a shepherd has his tent near the sheep. The shepherd does not live in a regular house. He moves along wherever the sheep go. He sets up his tent right next to them in order to guard them and find food for them. The same thing, Hashem moved along with the Yidden in the Midbar, just like a faithful shepherd. Hashem watched them during the day and during the night by spreading his clouds around them. Hashem fed them the man, the slav birds, and the spring water. Then, Kindalach, when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech built a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, the house which was made out of stone, a real building. Just as the vineyard keeper, in his hut, watches over the vineyard, so did Hashem, through the Beis HaMikdash, protect Eretz Yisrael from all the enemies. But Kindalach, the Beis HaMikdash is compared only to a hut, not to a real permanent home, since it did not last forever. Yes, Kindalach, Hashem foretold that the Beis HaMikdash would continue to stay only as long as the Yidden kept the Torah and the mitzvahs. But as soon as the Yidden left the mitzvahs of Hashem, Hashem made that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash also was burned because of the sins of the Yidden. That's why the Beis HaMikdash, the first one and the second, was compared to a hut and not to a permanent home. And Kindalach, when Mashiach comes and Hashem gives us the third Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash will be compared to a home, because it would last forever. Then all the nations in the world will see that Hashem is our Father and we are His children. All the nations will honor Hashem and they will honor us as Hashem's children. Hashem explained to Moshe, any Yid who wants to give anything of his belongings that is needed for building the Mishkan and all the parts of the Mishkan, or for the Big Day Kahuna, that is, the very special clothes that the Kohanim wear, any Yid who wants to give may give any of these materials. He can give gold, silver, copper, wool, that is, there are two kinds of wool. There is wool which is colored blue, or wool which is colored purple. And then linen, goat's hair, tachash skins, shittim wood, olive oil for lighting the menorah, certain spices for anointment oil, other spices to make the ketores, two very special stones which are called the shoyham stones, and 12 other kinds of stones, as we're going to learn about these later on in the parsha, and also in the next parsha, Tetzaveh. Now, Kindalach, where did the Yidden get all of these materials from? Well, you remember that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim gave them gold, silver, and precious vessels. The Yidden carried away from Mitzrayim a lot of precious things. And later, Kindalach, after the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam Suf, the Yidden became even richer, because they collected all the decorations and treasures that the Mitzrayim had brought along when they wanted to chase the Yidden into the Yam Suf. The Yam Suf washed them up on the shore for the Yidden to pick up. And you know, Kindalach, the Tzadikim had precious diamonds, precious stones and other things that came from somewhere else. Where did they get it from? Well, Kindalach, every day, when the Tzadikim's portion of man fell down from the Shemayim, Hashem made that precious gems should come down for them together with the man. And so, Kindalach, that's where the Yidden had all the gold and silver and precious gems for the building of the Mishkan. Now, Kindalach, the wood which the Yidden used for the beams of the Mishkan to build up the walls were called shittim wood. This wood comes from a very beautiful tall tree. Our Chachamim tell us that Hashem created this kind of beautiful tree especially for the Yidden in order that they should be able to have the best wood for the building of the Mishkan. Now, how did the Yidden get this wood? Well, as you remember, we have learned in Chumash Bereishis, when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, he planted shittim trees, because he knew with Ruach HaKodesh that the Yidden would need them later on to build the Mishkan. Later, Yaakov commanded his children, when you leave Mitzrayim, take along with you the shittim wood that I had planted. And so, Kindalach, the tzaddikim among the Yidden carried the shittim wood with them from Mitzrayim into the Midbar. And you know, Kindalach, there was one beam which was extra long. It was 72 amos long. That is, over 100 feet long. This was the Briach HaTichon. As we're going to learn later, the walls of the Mishkan were held up many different ways. One of the things were a very long beam that went right through the middle of the walls. It went right through and through from the beginning of the first wall, and it turned and went along the second wall, and then turned again and went right through the third wall, as we're going to learn about later. Where did this very long beam come from, Kindalach? Well, Kindalach, as you remember in Parshas Vayera, we have learned about the great Hachnasas Archim that Avraham Avinu had for everyone. And he had a very special tree over there, an Eshel, a very tall, large tree, with many branches. People were able to come and sit down under the tree and enjoy the shade and eat the delicious food that Avraham Avinu would prepare for them. Now, Kinelach, when the Yidden crossed the Yamsuf, Malachim went over there to Be'er Sheva, where Avraham Avinu's tall tree was standing, and they cut down that tree and carried it to the Yamsuf. They dropped it in front of the Yidden, and they called out, "This is the tree that Avraham Avinu planted in Be'er Sheva. He used to stand under it to daven to Hashem." When the Yidden heard this, they picked up the tree and carried it with them, and later used it as the middle beam in the Mishkan. There was another very important thing that the Yidden used for the Mishkan. That was the tachash skin that was used for covering the Mishkan. Where did the tachash skin come from? This is a very special skin with many colors that came from a tachash animal. What kind of animal is that? Well, Kinelach, tachash is a one-horned animal with a beautiful skin of many colors. But Kinelach, you'll never see the tachash animal in any zoo, because Hashem made it come to the Yidden then, specially for the building of the Mishkan. And after the Yidden used it, it disappeared forever. Hashem explained to Moshe the exact plan how the Mishkan should be built. Hashem told Moshe that the Mishkan would have three sections, three different parts. The first part is the holiest part, called Kodesh HaKadoshim, Holy of Holies. The holiest section of the Mishkan had in it the Aron with the Luchos inside. Hashem said to Moshe, "My Shekhinah will rest on the Aron, and from there I will speak to you." And Kinelach, at the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was hanging a curtain, which was called Paroiches. This curtain did not allow anyone to see the Aron, because the Shekhinah was there, and no one's allowed to look or even peek at the Shekhinah. Only the Kohen Gadol was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only one day of the year, that is, Yom Kippur. Then comes the second part of the Mishkan. That part is called Kodesh. It also has another name, Ohel Moed. This place is less holy than the first place, Kodesh HaKadoshim. In this place of Kodesh were the Shulchan, the very special table that we're going to learn about soon, and the Menorah, and the Mizbeach for the Ketores. The third place in the Mishkan is called the Chatzer, the yard. This place was even less holy than the Kodesh. In this yard, in the Chatzer, Moshe placed the big, large Mizbeach on which the animal karbanes were offered. Hashem also explained to Moshe exactly how to make each object in the Mishkan. Hashem began by explaining to Moshe about the Aron, because the Aron was the holiest vessel in the Mishkan. The Aron, Kinelach, was the container in which Hashem told Moshe to put the Luchos, which Hashem had given him. Hashem made an Aron of fire come down from the Shemayim for Moshe to see what it should look like. Now, Kinelach, the Aron wasn't a very simple thing to make. It was made of three boxes that were open on top, one fitting into the next. The smallest box was of pure gold, and it fitted into a bigger box made of wood. The wooden box fitted into the biggest box, which was also made of gold. A beautiful golden rim that looked like a crown was attached all around the outer golden box. And then, Kindalach, two gold-plated wooden poles were placed inside the rings that were attached to the sides of the arayin so that it could be carried from one place to the next. Then Hashem said that a golden cover should be made for the arayin. This golden cover is called kapoiras. Now, Kindalach, on this cover for the arayin, there should also be two keruvim. They're like two malachim, which had faces looking like children. One like a boy, and one like a girl. The cover and the keruvim were all made together as one piece from one chunk of gold. This was large enough to fit right over the three boxes of the arayin and covered it completely. And as we learned before, in the arayin there were the luchais. Yes, Kindalach, the arayin always reminded us of the Torah that Hashem gave the Yidden. In fact, this is one of the reasons why Hashem said that on the kapiras, on the covering of the arayin, should be the kruvim, the malachim, in order to show us that by learning Torah, Hashem will send malachim to protect those who learn Torah and to protect in their zechus all the Yidden in the whole world. And you know, Kindalach, our Chachamim teach us that the arayin was the holiest part of the whole Mishkan. The Shechina rested on it. The Leviim were the ones who carried the arayin from one place to the next when the Yidden would travel in the Midbar. Now, Kindalach, all the other parts of the Mishkan were placed on wagons when they were carried from one place to the next. But this was not so with the arayin. The Leviim carried it by lifting it up by the special poles, holding it on their shoulders, and carrying it. Hashem made many miracles in connection with the arayin. Some of them are, when the Leviim carried the arayin, they felt no weight at all. Yes, even though they carried it by holding the long, large poles on their shoulders, they did not feel it weighing anything. Not only that, but the arayin even lifted them and carried them along with it. Another thing was, Kindalach, the golden kruvim, which looked like malachim, that were on the arayin, would face each other when Hashem was happy with the Yidden. But if the Yidden have sinned, Hashem was not happy, and the kruvim would turn their faces away from each other. And you should know, Kindalach, that Hashem commanded Moshe to make a second arayin, which always traveled ahead of the Yidden during their 40 years in the Midbar. This arayin would protect the Yidden. It would kill all the poisonous snakes and scorpions that were in the path of the Yidden. Next, Kindalach, Hashem commanded Moshe to make a shulchan, a very special table, and put it in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan. On this shulchan, 12 loaves of bread, which were called Lechem HaPanim, were always there on this shulchan. Even though they were called bread, but they were not really bread. They were made out of a very thick dough, but baked as matzahs, as we shall soon see. When Hashem told Moshe to make the shulchan, Hashem made a shulchan of fire come down from the heaven so that Moshe could study it and understand how it should look. The shulchan was made of wood and covered with gold. All around its upper edge, there was a beautiful golden rim like a crown. And then, Kindalach, in order to carry the shulchan, there were two wooden poles that were covered with gold. They were placed through the gold rings that were on the sides of the table. Now, on the top of the shulchan, there were shelves. There were two rows of five open shelves. These shelves were not made out of wood. They were made out of golden pipes. The 12 breads of Lechem HaPanim that were supposed to be placed on the shulchan were placed one at a time, one by one, on each shelf. There were two breads that were placed on the shulchan itself. The other 10 breads of the 12 were placed on the open shelves. Altogether, we had 12 breads. And as I said before, the Lechem HaPanim bread looked like a thick, square matzah. Now, the ends of the matzah were not flat. Instead, they were standing up. Now, Kindelach, the 12 Lechem HaPanim breads stayed on the table for the entire week, from one Shabbos to the next. Every Shabbos, the loaves were removed, and 12 new loaves of Lechem HaPanim were put down. What would they do with the Lechem HaPanim? Well, Kindelach, the Kayanim, who would then be working in the Mishkan at that time, they were given the loaves of Lechem HaPanim to eat. And guess what, Kindelach? It was hard to believe that this bread was a week old. For when the Lechem HaPanim was taken off the table after a week, it was never hard, stale, or moldy. It tasted as warm and fresh as if it had just been taken out of the oven. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kindelach, when the Yidden came to visit the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, they were shown those old loaves of bread that were a week old, but were still fresh and warm. The people were told, "See how much Hashem loves you? Hashem's Shechina rests in the house of the Beis HaMikdash and causes miracles to happen." Because of these holy breads, Kindelach, the Lechem HaPanim, Hashem sent His bracha upon all the food belonging to the Yidden. Hashem gave the Yidden plenty to eat, in order that they should be able to continue studying Torah without any worries at all. Now, Kindelach, together with the Shulchan, there were other things too. Ke'arais, baking pans. The loaves of Lechem HaPanim were baked in square iron baking pans. After they were baked, they were placed into golden pans in which they were brought to the table. Also, there were kapais, bowls. On the shulchan were put two bowls filled with levaina, a special spice. And every Shabbos, before the Lechem HaPanim was eaten by the Kayanim, the spices in the bowls were burnt and gave off a delicious smell. Afterwards, the Kayanim were allowed to eat the delicious Lechem HaPanim.